Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York and in Las Vegas at the MGM for Pacquiao Thurman. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Don't forget all my baseball plays every day at PharrellOnABench.com, plus the fight and the UFC this weekend. Get all my plays at PharrellOnABench.com. The best picks, the best price, bucket day, son. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. PharrellOnABench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Carver Heights with me in Vegas. Mafia and the Mad Hatter back in New York. Very exciting to be talking to you tonight. You fans have made it so intense for me here that your passion has been.
Yeah, where have they been?
Well, very unequaled, their excellence, the fans.
I mean, I know we were very busy the first couple hours. We were very busy.
They seem really excited about Pacquiao Thurman.
Well, we had a lot going on the first 2 hours. I understand that. But now there's no reason why it's time to get it going, right?
They should be getting involved right now.
Last hour of the night. Let's do it.
You put the sign up is there a motion in the meeting to change the name of the network? Because, you know, there has been talk of will they keep the name.
I did.
What do you think of the Scott Farrell Radio Network, Mafia? Do you like that for the network?
I think we should shorten it to Farrell. The Scott Farrell makes it a little too wordy. Just go right, concise, Farrell Radio Network.
Up on the big board.
FRN.
On the big radio row.
It calls it on the radio row. We have to take a picture of it.
Yeah,
the Scott Farrell National Network.
And I sent that to David Marinick. I sent that too. I said, look, we got a new name for the network. He loved it. He said, Scott is a legend.
So are you, Carver.
FNN.
Think big.
Farrell National Network.
Farrell National Network. We'll take a picture of that next
week. Farrell National Network. You got to get a picture of me with that. So I just wanted to say, when I go to cable
Are you okay?
No.
Like, you've been in that room, like, all
Listen,
night.
Not, just so you know, I'm not doing blow out in the trailer.
You keep walking, going in that, and
Listen,
by the way, you're the only one who knew the bathroom was here. I mean, these guys were in here all day.
They didn't even know. They went all the way to the food court to go to the bathroom, which is a mile away. Meanwhile, it's right out the door
legitimate
here.
Legitimate mile away.
So if you go in the thing, I want you to know it's 105 degrees in the trailer.
Okay.
But if I take baby wipes with me, generally I'm not doing drugs in the trailer.
Right.
If I go to the bathroom 50 times a night.
You've got like a whole travel kit that you're bringing with you.
I bring the baby wipes, and also bring paste. You know what the paste is? That's like a clogger. That's like a it's like a plug for the problem. Some people use Imodium. Mafia, I've had another problem after landing in Las Vegas. I've had an upset stomach all day.
You always get travel gut. For some reason, it always bothers you when you're on the road.
I don't know what it is. It's just the most incredible thing. I probably have cancer.
I think you just miss your family.
Yeah.
It's just because you miss Boston so much, right?
I heard that it rained all day today in New York.
All damn day.
Your boy Carver High was hanging out with Boston last night.
I was. Boston was cool. I don't know why. Boston never bothers me. I never have a problem with Boston.
He seems like he likes you.
I think that's what it is.
He gets really excited when I come home, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I mean, that's a whole scene right there. It's like a 5-minute thing.
But then he's okay.
I wish my wife did that when I walked in the door.
Yeah.
You guys were actually lucky to get out as easily as you did this morning, it seems like, because of the weather. Because even when it wasn't crappy rain later on in the day, I mean, my girlfriend's parents were supposed to fly out at noon to to stop in Chicago and then head over to Alaska for like a week and a half vacation and cruise and stuff. Their flight got flat out canceled, and they got rescheduled. Had to go to San Francisco. That was supposed to take off at like 4:30. They didn't take off till like 9:40 Eastern.
9:40 tonight?
Yeah.
Wow. So they're in the air right now?
Right now. They're supposed to take off at noon, changed to 4:30, didn't take off till 9:40.
And where are they flying now? To San Francisco?
Yeah, San Fran, and then they'll fly up to Alaska from there tomorrow.
I told you.
Major delays at the airport.
What a nightmare.
I told you we were getting out this morning.
We got out, no problem.
When the plane's already there and you're the first one out. See, what causes delays all day is when the next plane that's supposed to come, you know, they're late, and that's what backs everything up. When the plane's already sitting there from the night before, you get on it, they roll you out. That's just that simple. Get
so
out of here.
We got out on time, didn't we?
We got out of there right on time. Boom. 6:40, we were in the air. See ya.
I mean, I thought our trip to Vegas was pretty easy.
Very easy. We had no issues whatsoever getting here.
So I'm getting quite a reaction to all the accusations flying around here tonight about freeloaders and mooches and gravy trains.
I don't know anything about any of that.
I don't know anything about it. So we are going to go to the nightclub. Is that the plan?
I believe so. I'm ready to go. I mean, like I said,
how many chicks do you think I'll pick up tonight?
Let me just tell you, they're going to be all over that place.
All over it.
Oh.
And Thursday night's rock in Vegas?
Thursday night, it is rocking in that place. Little John's there tonight.
Lil John?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
Lil
that
John.
Commercial?
What?
Guys like it?
What?
Okay.
There you go.
Is he
big hockey fan?
Is he some significant
big hockey
rapper
fan.
Or something?
He's a huge Golden Knights fan.
Is that right?
He made a name. He had that couple of huge hits back about 10 years ago, and he DJs now here in Vegas once in a while.
Oh, is that right?
Like tonight.
Oh, tonight. So he's spinning?
Yeah, over at Hakkasan.
Are we going to be doing, like, Molly and things like this?
It's probably available to you in there. Just about anything can happen.
Do you think if I did Molly that I would pick up 2 to 3 women at once? That's a no comment
no
at this
comment.
Point.
No comment.
You are looking good, like you're ready to go to the club already.
Listen, I always look good when I
got
come
a
to this place.
In the, up in the club, did a you, bottle of bub in the club.
But I did stick with the no jacket tonight.
No jacket.
Just too hot today.
Too hot. Let's go. You hit the green one. There you go. John in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. John.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you, brother.
All right, man, how things going out in Vegas?
Chilling, bro, like you read about.
Nice. That's what's up, man. Hey, man, I'm surprised you ain't know Lil Jon, man. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, they were big like 10, 15 years ago. You know, they were doing their thing and everything.
All right, so look, I know who the guy is at least. I mean, you got to give me some kind of credit. You know, if I don't know you at all, then we got a problem. I know who the guy is.
That's true. I'm with you.
I haven't been to, let's be honest, I have not been to Hakkasan, but I've been to basically every nightclub in Las Vegas. And I just want to say, and strip club too. And I just wanted to say I did drugs in about 90% of them.
Hey, you the man, Pharrell. Nah, I support that 100%. Hey, two things, though. Whatchamacallit? Man, did you see Strasburg tonight? What, he had 3 hits, 5 RBIs, man? Do you think the Nationals could, in any way, do you think they could come back and win the NL East?
I do. The way they're playing baseball, if they play that way the rest of August and September, I think they'll be in it to win it, and I think that they will have a definite shot at a wild card. Carver High, are you willing to go there?
I mean, they're 5.5 back of the Braves right now, so there's still definitely
That's
time.
Nothing.
That's nothing. I mean, they're playing. Obviously picked up another game today, and right now they are the first wild card. They're up 1.5 on the second wild card, so they're in playoff position right now.
I got to ask you a question.
Just remember, I mean,
what happened to the chick in the corner? What did she eat?
What are you talking about?
She really?
Oh, yeah,
what
well,
happened there?
We had a shift change. A shift change.
I looked over there. And the chick weighed about a buck, and now she weighs 300.
I think the thing about the Nationals right now is that on June 1st, you thought they were finished.
Right.
Done. They were near the bottom of the National League, and now they sit in the first wild card, only 5.5 back of Atlanta. They're in the mix. And remember when they were talking about maybe trading Scherzer?
What is the Yankee lead now? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4 CBS.
The Yankee lead right now.
Eight?
Well, it's eight in the standings. It's 10 in the loss column over the Rays.
That's really good. So they really obliterated them this week.
And the Red Sox are 11 back in the loss column. So
the Yankees are on their way.
Right now, I mean, they win tomorrow, they're going to be 30 games
over. So what happened with Boone? What was he so mad about?
The strike zone.
Strike zone, the
call. I believe it was your boy Angel Hernandez was behind the
everyone hates him.
Which he's just the worst. So I think he threw Gardner out.
So what happened with the minor league robots they used for the umps?
Oh, I have no idea.
Did you hear?
I saw the Scott Miller story. I saw Scott Miller.
But they used them. How did it go? Mafia, did you know anything about it?
I believe I read a story about how, like, the first game it was used, like, when the manager still got tossed.
Did they like it?
No, he hated it and was arguing with it, and the manager got tossed with the robot strike zone.
So who do you argue
with?
It wasn't
your boy
robot.
Angel. Angel wasn't the one who was
who
it was rookie umpire Brendan Miller, who was, like, the fifth game behind the plate that he's called in his career.
Brendan McManus?
What?
No, not him, but yes. It was like
the
fifth game
that
he's ever coached behind the plate, been behind the plate, and by the second inning they were already flipping out on him.
So what I'm hearing is now is that Brendan, our boy Copper, will come back to the team now.
Cool.
Because your boy, the gunslinger's a quitter.
Gunslinger's out?
Well, you know, if everyone else is bringing in ringers midseason, why can't we?
The gunslinger, yeah. Everyone else is bringing in pro ringers. Why can't we? Mafia's been playing great in my absence. I missed Monday, had a big meeting, and then Mafia put up 15 as well. That's called the double dabble, do you? Go ahead with California Joel. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I wish I could be out there with you guys in Vegas, but I'm at least doing something somewhat cool. I'm going to be seeing Billy Idol tomorrow and actually meeting him.
You know what?
Joel, just get in the car, man. It's like 3 hours away.
Yeah, but
just
listen,
get in the car and
I
get on the
move. I got
to
tell you, I went out to the Viper Room or something like that. Where did I go with him? I went out with him one night.
Billy Idol?
Yeah. And I got hammered with that dude. I mean to tell you, I went out one night. I don't remember, like, because I've lost a lot of brain cells. Yeah. But I went out with him one night, like, in the, maybe it was the Viper Room. I don't remember where it was. I went to see him live. I got to go backstage, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I knew, I was drinking with him. Next thing I knew, I drank with him for, like, 5 hours. It was ugly.
Yeah, he can go.
It was ugly. It was a long time ago. I think you'll enjoy seeing him. Obviously, he's a crusty old dude now, so that's kind of unfortunate. But as you know, Father Time does not stop. Business is always open for Father Time. Tonight, John Kincaid and I were comparing our hair – remaining hair days left on this planet based on our age. And he said that he predicted a long time ago that I'd already be dead.
He had you in a Deadpool.
He already had me in a Deadpool. So, Joel, what did you want to say about the Dodgers?
Okay, so we got a little bit of an issue, obviously, in the back of our bullpen. We've coughed up two games to the Phillies. We coughed up a game to the Red Sox. Kenley Jansen is an absolute shell of himself. It's not even close. So who do you think, I mean, realistically – we could go out and gather probably a closer and probably at least one more middle reliever. I mean, we have enough assets to trade. You know, we have enough fielders. And
I think they're talking to the Pirates about Vasquez.
Kirby Yates.
I could go with that.
I don't know. I can't see the Dodgers. Maybe the Dodgers and the Padres doing that deal.
What about the Pirates?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Here's the other thing, Joel, and I know it's been a couple games this week, and I get it. You lose a couple
games.
Who do
you think they'd give the Pirates for Vasquez?
I don't know. I'm sure they got some prospects.
Prospects. And pitchers. No one good. Muncy. Nobody good.
Come on. They can't do that. That'll be prospects. Closer, who's, you know, they're not going to give up anything major for that. I know it's tough to hear, but it's
cash
just,
my
it's
buzz
just,
every
it,
time
it is,
to hang up on a guy,
is.
You miserable.
I think that what Joel needs to understand is I know it's only been a couple days, and they
did
they,
you get any comments from chicks today about your cut?
Because
you had to go into, like, you went into reverb, like, T-shirt cover-up plan.
Well, you got
to,
I told you
you went
this.
From skin we've, to shirt a lot.
We've done this a thousand
the
times.
The sun, the skin type.
Irish kid like me from Long Island.
Dublin.
You know, it just isn't, doesn't work with a buck 10 and the sun just
blazing sunshine.
So if I sat out there for an hour and a half.
What do you think sun's harder, the desert sun or the Caribbean sun?
Man, that's tough because I've gotten some bad burns in the Caribbean. Like, I've gotten some bad burns down there, too.
It is very strong.
I mean, when you're closer to the equator down there, I mean, right. you get the tough burn. But I think I've gotten worse burns down in the Caribbean. But if I went out there today and I wasn't doing that back and forth,
do you have
I'd
enough sunblock to survive the trip?
I brought two cans. I went a half a can today.
I told Romeo to bring me another bottle tomorrow.
He stopped in the place we went to get myself a couple beers, and he's like, "Scott wants sun." I'm like, "I got all this stuff in my hand." I'm like, "Either get it or don't, man. I'm going. Like, we got to go."
And he didn't get it for me because you rushed him.
I guess I
thanks
rushed
a lot.
Him. But we got the Gatorade.
212. I appreciate the Gatorade. 855-212. For CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
The great Manny Pacquiao, boxing's only eight division world champion, returns to face the hard-hitting, vicious one-time Keith Thurman for the World Welterweight Championship Saturday night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Cincinnati, Mecca Hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas on Fox Pay-Per-View. Kenny Albert with the call. Call your cable operator and order the fight now. Or just hurry your ass up to Vegas and come to the fight with Uncle Futrelli. Can you reach that? Can we get on the Wicker Man in Vegas on 1140? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Dude, Mafia.
Hey, Wicker Man, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm average.
Wicker Man, yeah. What's up, bro?
What's up, Carve? What are you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good, bro.
Hey, us in the Freeloaders Club, you know, if we got to get goods for Scotty, man, you can't put the Heisman on us.
That's true. So, right? You know, when you know, they got free delivery here in Vegas for certain perishables, Mafia. You have to let the weather blow through the area. You gotta, you know, if we're having deliveries
store together,
same day service, you gotta give them juice. I don't think you were included on the list of freeloaders and mooches, however, Wicker Man. I think that's paranoia on your part.
Wicker Man never comes empty-handed.
He always shows up with stuff.
He never comes empty-handed.
He's not on the list. You are not on this list. But if you insist on being on the list, we can add you.
I'm on the line because I'm always broke, dude. I'm always broke.
Who isn't?
But
Didn't you show up to the D back in January with like a huge bag of candy and stuff? Like, didn't you?
I did. I always try to come with something. Yes.
You had some other party favors too, didn't you?
Narcotics.
Yes. Yes, I did.
That's awesome.
And
didn't you and I almost die once? I think we almost died a couple times together, haven't we?
Yes. That time I was a caterer I paid for all that, too.
I even remember once. Do you remember the time, like, we ran out of, let's just say, flour?
Yeah.
We went out and we drove around looking for that chick at like 4 in the morning. We went to her house. We were sitting in her driveway trying to score.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, yeah. You went all the way to what's-her-name's house, yeah.
And didn't you go with my buddy and then you like slept with his mother or something? She was really hot.
I chickened out because she's a lot older than me. But she was hot.
I would have hit that.
She invited me to the barbecue the next day, and I chickened.
You chickened out. It's unbelievable. What did you think of the Freddie Roach interview talking about working for the mob?
I loved that. That was so great. That was you guys have a rapport, a banter, if you will.
Yeah. Freddie and I go back like 20 years for sure. I've been friends with Freddie forever.
He definitely and he was tickling you.
I mean, listen, bro. Freddie's done everything.
On his way back by, he was kind of physically tickling you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds pretty kinky.
Yeah, remember when John sat down and you started tickling you a little bit?
Oh,
remember you were on with Kincaid and Freddie came back by and gave you a little tickle.
Gave me a little Jimmy.
Yeah,
that's all right. A lot of, you know, people want to touch me. A lot of chicks, mostly. There's nothing I can do about it.
Saw that firsthand at the pool today.
Hey, I got to tell you, Wicker Man, maybe you could hang out with us at the pool. I'm supposed to see your boy Cole Hahn Casey.
I talked to Casey, Mr. Esquire.
Did you talk to him? Are you tonight. Coming over? Are you coming over tomorrow to hang out?
Yes, yes, I am. And I got all day tomorrow. I'm off.
All right. Well, it sounds like it.
Slate's wide open.
So we're gonna go to his pool. Apparently, we're going to the rich people pool.
Oh, the signature.
Carver High. Yeah, you'll like it. Yeah, you've already let the cat out of the bag. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
What do I care? No one over there cares who I am. Not one person gives a rat's ass who I am. When it's 110 degrees outside, all I know is there's, like, a lot of skin. I saw a lot of skin today. The Wet Republic that they have as well, the MGM.
I'm well aware.
The Wet Republic is better than I even think Signature. But is the Wet Republic, like, a big thing you got to pay to get into it?
Yeah, that's like a beach day club. That's... You know, serious situation. That's like going to Hakkasan tonight. That's a serious situation.
It's a serious.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to be on your full on.
If it's a slow day, you might be able to get in there for nothing.
So
but
you have to get your.
Not on a fight
You
weekend.
Have to full on party on hat. You got to have your party hat on.
Oh, you got to come ready. I mean, you got to dig in. You got to spend some time there.
I was there the day before they opened this season.
Right.
And man, the staff. I mean, it was unbelievable.
You mean at Wet Republic or at Hakkasan?
Wet Republic. The staff coming in there was top notch.
So, in other words, you mean like the chicks that work the pool
the
or smoke show?
Yes. Yes. Love it.
Are we going to that Saturday? Is that when we're going to that?
I think we might find our way over there.
That sounds
love,
like a plan.
I would
that
love to
like
mooch that event.
Who wouldn't? Is it hard to get into that party?
It is not.
No?
As long as you got money.
Oh, anyone can get in there? How much does it cost to go into that?
On Saturday of fight weekend, it's probably going to be $50.
I mean, they have bottle service and stuff. So it's like a day club.
Right.
So
yeah,
you get
I'm not laying the plastic out this weekend for that.
Well, we know a bunch of rich people. We'll have them pay.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
So what you need to do is bring Reefer, and then
that's your ticket in.
Yeah, bring Good Bud, and then your boy, Flower, and then we'll get the rich guy to pay the tab of us getting into the Wet Republic so I can tag some of those fine-ass staff members you're talking about. I just want to give them my autograph.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I believe it, dude. I lived here. I already know.
I was working.
There's so many hot chicks here in Vegas that I'd get pregnant going to that pool.
I was there last August for a bachelor party. It was some scene.
At Wet Republic?
Yeah.
Is that where you went? Tommy's?
For Tommy's, we went to Wet Republic.
Tommy Lugauer?
Yeah. Strong effort over there.
Is that right?
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, what was it that you were going to say to me? Can you do it on air?
No, we'll talk. It's regarding tomorrow's...
festivities?
Yeah, so...
Are you willing?
I'll ask you off the air if you want to do it, because the guy offered me somebody else with Jerry Cooney, but we got to discuss if we want to do it.
Oh. So anyway, are you all in on the signature pool party tomorrow?
I should be.
Yeah, you'll like
it. I don't see why not.
It's just the same, but it's a little more upscale.
Pricey is what it is.
Well, it's about the same prices.
Probably.
But they're all bad. The prices
are
bad.
Oh, yeah. No, they're bad everywhere.
But there are some advantages.
Right.
To partying with this dude.
Okay.
Because he's not a... Mafia thinks he is, but he's not...
Mafia's got these...
Well, Mafia's... you know, maybe that move in L.A. was smarter than everyone else to... You know, I got... because there were four of them and two of us, and we ended up... We told you this story already on the air.
Yes,
but I'm
there
just saying...
There was some
saying,
creative math involved.
Right, but he's... The guy's filthy rich, so I don't want to hear it.
I've heard stories
cheap.
About back in the day when you guys used to go there and just party all the time with him. And you know,
are you
big
kidding
time.
Me, dude? Like, this dude, believe me. Like, the baseball game that I'm going to, I mean...
He's
he,
all in, right?
Oh, he got all that done. I mean, I don't have any juice in San Diego with the Padres. I'm surprised they're letting me in the stadium.
No, he's usually good for a good time. I remember when we were hanging out with him, pardon him in Anaheim, we went out for the Affliction fights. That was good.
When haven't we had fun with that guy?
Well, I wasn't there for a lot of it. A lot of it was you guys back in the day when you're doing the UFC every month. You're going out there meeting
Believe
him out there.
Me. It was all very, very felonious.
I heard the stories of the clubs and everything going on.
You name it. We did it. He's got some new smoke show hottie girlfriend. I showed you. You didn't think that was strong?
I didn't say I didn't think it was strong. That was another discussion that we were having.
That was a strong effort. You should see this piece he's rolling with now, Mafia. Holy shack. I mean to tell you, I was having dreams today in my room. I took a nap.
Speaking of San Diego, Padres are in the afternoon game in Chicago against the Cubbies tomorrow. A little 11:20 a.m. Vegas time.
Oh, that's right.
Start.
I saw that.
11:20 a.m. first pitch tomorrow.
I think this is very exotic, this picture you took of me. Do you notice the see-through of my legs?
Wow, how about that? Because you were right above that light that's shining
on. I think you can
down.
Actually see my
if somebody
durables.
Looked hard enough, I guess that they could.
I don't know what's going on there, but there's some nudity. Chicks dig me. Anyway, I heard from Amy Dash tonight.
Really?
She reached out. And she was very excited to see John Kincaid partying with us.
She's a big fan.
Yeah. She's really cool. Anyway, Mavi is very upset with us tonight that we're going to Hakkasan. He thought I was going to Hockerville, which is near Rockville. Don't go back to Rockville. Waste another year. Bang, 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 riding on the bus. R.E.M. Don't go back to Rockville. Remember that one?
Yes.
Did you think they were a good band?
Some of their stuff is good. Some of their stuff is awful.
Some of it's awful.
Right.
So, so tonight, late night, we're going to see, what, golf?
We'll golf teeing off now.
They're teeing off.
They're getting going.
Is it going on right now?
I think I saw it was supposed to be 10:35 was the first tee. So I think the first group
says here, the Chiefs lead the way with Vegas win totals.
What?
You heard me. The Chiefs.
Maybe bets on Vegas win totals?
12. The number is...
No way.
12.
Come on. It cannot be.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar, Carver, huh?
No way.
Chiefs lead with 12. Pats, 11. Rams and Saints, 10.5. Chargers, Eagles, Colts, 9.5. Bears, Packers, Vikings, Browns, Steelers, Cowboys, 9. Falcons, Ravens, Seahawks, Texans, 8.5. Next are the Titans, Niners, Jags, Panthers at 8. Jets, 7.5. Broncos, 7. Lions, Bills, Bucks, Washington, 6.5. Giants, Bengals, Raiders, 6. Cardinals and Dolphins, 5. Wow, look, the vaunted Raiders are at 6 wins.
I got the Chiefs at 10 on this one.
With Antonio Brown going to win 6 games, Vegas.
I don't know when that's from, but Chiefs are not 12.
It's from 3 hours ago. So Pacquiao saying, it's easy to say these things. It's not easy to do them. The fight with Thurman. Do you
one
see
time.
This shot of Pacquiao? Does he look old to you there? He looks old to me there.
He sure does. Although, Freddie did a pretty good job convincing me, at least, that this is going to be easy work for him on Saturday night, right?
Easy work.
Easy work, it sounded like. Now, you saw Thurman today. You sat with him for 4.5 minutes. What did you think of him when you saw him sit down? Did he look like he was in fighting shape, ready to rock?
I thought he looked young and ready and excited, and he did
He seems pumped.
He did a ton of interviews, and he he's convinced he's going to knock him out.
Yeah.
He's thoroughly convinced it's not even going to be close. He's going
to
knock him out.
You had mentioned to him that you thought there was going to be like 1,000 punches, and he was kind of looking at you like,
I'm crazy.
It ain't going to go that long
for
1,000 punches.
He's wrong.
Right.
Okay, so he's wrong. I'm right. And what I know is that if you look at Manny Pacquiao's career, there's been an absolute exorbitant amount of decisions.
Right. Oh, he goes, yes. Not a lot of knockouts.
He's too smart to put up with your nonsense.
Right.
You think he's going to sit there and let himself get knocked out?
Right.
He knows how to fight and make money.
Yeah.
And he's a winner.
Which is the same thing with Mayweather.
He's an absolute winner. And you cannot tell me that this other kid has done enough to convince you that he's a legitimate superstar champion. Now, 29-0 is impressive. And I told you earlier today, I looked at his numbers.
Right.
I already did this. Mafia sent me a bunch of stories today that I have no idea what they were. I was just very confused. But I saw these stories earlier. Remember when I was talking to him? Did I not talk to him about all of his fights? The Porter fight,
Ghost.
The Danny Garcia fight, the Ghost fight with Guerrero. These were all very violent fights.
Right.
Now, I think that this fight is going to be that as well. Right. I think it's going to be
a lot
of punches.
That's not the type of fight that...
He said 50 per guy per round. I think it'll be over that.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more like... closer to 100, but 100
so,
per guy.
So are you thinking
round.
When you've been saying all along Pacquiao that you think Pacquiao is going to win the fight? So are you thinking that this thing goes the distance and he wins? Is that how you're looking at it? Because I think if it doesn't go the distance, Thurman wins. If there's an eye, it's going to be Thurman.
So I think my guess is Pacquiao in a split decision.
Okay.
But I truly don't think he can knock out Keith Thurman.
I think if Thurman's going to win, he's got to knock him out.
I mean, I know he can hurt someone, but this kid is no joke. He is legit. He's a fighter. He's tough. You don't get to 29-30-0, but you suck. He's fought everybody. Collazo, this guy's fought everybody. Lopez, you name it. I could go down the list.
Violent fights.
All violent. So I think it'll be – I do
if
think
if it goes the distance,
good.
I'm with you. I think Pacquiao will win. I'll be betting on Thurman, but I need Thurman to knock him out, I think.
So?
I don't think Thurman would win it.
Let me ask you this question. What fight have you been to with me?
I haven't been to. Only Mayweather-McGregor.
Mayweather-McGregor. So that's a pretty good fight to go to.
Right.
So now you're going to a championship fight, which that wasn't.
That was a spectacle. That wasn't a fight.
That was a joke.
Spectacle.
That was a joke.
This is the first legitimate championship
now,
fight.
You've been talking about
to.
That guy tonight. Earlier before the with other people, we were talking about you feel that he should fight a bum. You were saying today at the
pool. I've been saying that for months to you guys.
He's got to fight somebody soon.
Well, I think that it's shown, and Mafia knows this, and we've discussed it. The next fight that he has in the UFC, he has to 100% win. He cannot go into a fight where there's even a chance that he's going to lose, because with him getting his ass beat by Nurmagomedov, he now has to fight a tomato can. Right or wrong, Mafia? He has to win his next fight.
Yeah, he's got to win. All the shine comes off, and it doesn't matter anymore.
So he's not going to fight somebody that there's even a chance he's going to lose to, right?
He has to at least fight somebody who's just going to keep it standing. That's his best asset. That's what they did for a long time with him beforehand, was to give him guys that were going to stand and bang, not guys that are going to take him down where he has
no
defense.
Who is that guy? I mean, I'm sick of hearing about Masvidal. I'm sick of hearing
Masvidal's
about...
Masvidal's way too big, like Dana
said. Nurmagomedov, Poirier. I don't want to hear it. Who's he going to fight?
It all depends on, what he's willing to do, because there's plenty of guys that would do that with him. The problem is, he thinks that he deserves to have whatever he wants, that he can dictate things, and the UFC is not up with that anymore. They said, you're not worth it. You're not winning, so we're going to tell you who to fight, and, he's got to come to terms with that. I mean, the Cerrone fight would have been a great one for him, or maybe a Justin Gaethje, something like, Ally Quinta,
well, now,
those guys.
Now those two are going to fight.
Right, because, he's taking too long, so all these guys that would be good for him to fight, they're saying, I'm not, sitting out and waiting. Didn't make $100 million off Mayweather. I need this payday. So they're going and fighting. They're not waiting.
Did you see your boy Enes Kanter today played pickup ball with a bunch of kids in Boston, and he wore his Celtics uniform to play?
Come on.
I'm not even kidding.
Listen, he's...
How about his quote the other day at the press conference about why he chose number 11?
Why?
So that no one else ever will, which was the last line in Kyrie's, one of his commercials about his dad and how, he wears number 11 because his dad didn't, so no one else ever will. So you stole that from him just to make fun of him.
Yeah, he seems to be really good at making friends. They got people all over Turkey want him dead, and now he's making friends around here.
The Giants and the Mets head to the 15th inning out in San
Francisco.
Carver
High is livid over
betting. The Met bullpen, which implodes on a nightly basis, just throwing zeros after zero up against the Giants here out in San Francisco.
Pacquiao says the fight will not go 12. He says it's not going 12.
Wow.
I think it, I don't know, I think it will, but what do I know? Now, you've already made it clear what you think you're going to do. that it won't go 12. Anyway. So you talked about Kyrie Irving. You haven't told me. Do you think he'll do well in Brooklyn without KD in
the first year? I think they're a playoff team.
With, like, Dinwiddie and company.
I think him, Dinwiddie, all those guys, I think that they'll be a playoff
team
this year.
Joe Harris and them.
Why not? Why not? I mean, I don't think they're going to be one of the two or three top seeds in the East, but they were the sixth seed last year. I think that they could
be
that again.
So what do you think of all the NFL teams opening camp?
It's about time. Aren't you ready? This is it. You want to get through the summer, get to camp, and before you know it, we're putting the ball in the air. That's what it's all about. And in college, too, you're almost there. How about your boy Harbaugh today? Taking a couple shots at
Urban Meyer.
You see
the video of Danny Ainge taking on his dog in some one-on-one basketball. Meanwhile, he's had multiple heart attacks. Calm down over there, Danny.
Did you like Harbaugh taking a shot at Urban Meyer?
Oh, that's a great story. What about that?
Yeah.
He's right.
He's right. He goes, he's had a winning record, but controversy follows him everywhere he goes. You think Jim's not happy that when he looks across that sideline in November, he's not going
to
see Urban Meyer sitting there?
Hakkasan?
Yes.
Cavity search.
They don't
the
mess
Hakkasan.
Around there.
We're going to see tonight your boy Lil Jon, and after that, hopefully, we're going to run into Zlavon. What's his name?
Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan.
Ibrahimovic.
Everyone's talking about how Boogie's the biggest steal of the offseason, and he's losing weight. I almost dropped the mic. A nice save there. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night at 10 East, 7 West, live from the MGM again the night before Pacquiao Thurman. Tune in on a pain-free Friday. For Carver, I'm Matt Hatter, and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night from Vegas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.